Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up on 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday, January the 24th. We continue our examination of the State of the State address delivered last night by Governor Doyle to the state legislature and to the citizens of Wisconsin via Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television. And we welcome your reactions and your questions about the State of the State and the proposals unveiled by the governor last night. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, saying, challenging days ahead will require deep cuts and hard sacrifices. Governor Doyle outlined a plan last night of targeted tax breaks and a new health insurance pool for small businesses designed to blunt the effects that a national economic downturn will have on the state of Wisconsin. We will talk about the various proposals and the chances of those proposals making it through the state legislature during this hour as we welcome in a variety of guests, different perspectives, all morning long, reacting to the state of the state. Today we welcome, this half hour, we welcome Joe Winicky, who is chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
What did you think of the state of the state address delivered by the governor last night?
I think you can sum it up in just a couple words. I mean, it was responsible and it was realistic.
Why do you say that?
Well, the governor, even in his, when we came up with the state budget in the last cycle, used realistic revenue estimates done by our fiscal bureau that were not the pie-in-the-sky optimism that we see out of Washington that never comes through. So, and he's also realizing that tough times may lay ahead when it comes to revenue growth because it appears that our country and perhaps the world is going to go into at least some sort of mild recession. Mm-hmm. Saying that, you can't just sit there and do nothing. You have to be responsible. And one way that you can increase revenue growth to pay for basic services in healthcare and education and the environment is to grow your economy. And that's where the governor's initiative, what she calls Grow Wisconsin, is so important. It's also realistic because he's looking at targeted tax relief for things like angel investors and capital gains benefits that are invested in Wisconsin, that you know, it's a way to use capital to create jobs and good paying jobs, not the $5 or six, I guess we're up to $6.50 variety jobs of the minimum wage.
Well, we'll talk a little. The governor had some comments on raising the minimum wage, but I wanted to ask you, have you react to the Republican Party of Wisconsin in its official reaction?
What was their dour response this time?
We will hear from Reince Priebus in our next half hour, but I just want you to be able to reply to. After expressing concern over the potential for a slowing economy, Governor Doyle introduced significant spending proposals but provided no leadership on how to pay for them.
Well, I didn't see huge spending proposals in here. There's a goal of finding $100 million, which is a lot of money, let's get real. But out of a $56 billion budget, it's like a 0.1%. And to use that money to help provide health insurance for small business people, employers under 50. And here's the Republicans once again. They don't want to give health care to anybody. And then Mike Hipps trots out his tired old, oh, let's do health savings accounts, you know, if they help you, if you're healthy, wealthy, and young. But that's not the people who need help. People who work for, you know, little companies in Loyal, Wisconsin, or Rice Lake that can't really afford, you know, $1,100 a month healthcare premiums need some help, and they attack it. I think I applaud the governor for trying to do something.
Yeah, the governor did not come out and say, hey, we need healthy Wisconsin, this universal health care plan that Senate Democrats seem to like.
Well, there's a healthy debate going on in the Democratic Party about how far you can go on this. And, you know, I think even the Senate Democrats will tell you that they're still in the process of refining, especially in the area of how healthy Wisconsin treats small businesses. And that proposal's not quite ready yet anyway. So I don't see a problem with that at all. But it just amazes me. I mean, the Republicans, they sit there and they'll tell you that they like the targeted tax relief for businesses in here and everything else stinks.
Well, here's what the governor...
One trick ponies.
Here's what the governor said about health care.
Our economy, our businesses, and our families need health care reform that draws from the best Democratic ideas and the best Republican ideas. a plan that gives our small businesses the relief they need and gives Wisconsin families the peace of mind they deserve.
So you think this will happen?
I think there's a reasonable chance that this could happen if the small business community in this state steps up and fights for the governor's proposal. We've tried pooling proposals before, but this one's a little different because it has the opportunity to be really quite large. I mean, we could be talking as many as 700,000 or 800,000 people, and anybody who knows how insurance works knows the larger the pool you have, the better chance you have for economies of scale, and the better chance you have to negotiate to get better insurance rates. So, I mean, I applaud the governor on this. It's part of a step by step process. I mean, in the case of the Democrats and the governor, this follows on the heels of the Badger Care Plus initiative that passed in the budget, which will virtually make sure that every child in this state and people of modest means are going to have access to health insurance coverage.
Joe Winicky is the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, talking with us about the issues raised in Governor Doyle's State of the State address last night. We welcome your reactions to the State of the State, your questions for Joe Winicky at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, 17 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday, January the 24th. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Joe Winicky, who is the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, during this half hour. And in our next half hour, Reince Priebus, chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, will be here to react to and to talk about the State of the State. Governor Doyle delivering his State of the State message last night to the state legislature. Wanted to have you react, Joe, to this portion of the State of the State address.
Imagine trying to clothe your children, pay for college, or buy groceries on $260 a week before taxes. We can do better, and we must do better. Wisconsin's minimum wage now ranks 40th in the nation. Let's support Majority Leader Deckard's efforts to raise the minimum wage to help nearly 230,000 Wisconsin families who are trying to get ahead. Thank you.
And after that, all the Democrats stood up and cheered, and all the Republicans stayed seated.
Well, it's there. You know, for anybody who hasn't figured out that there's a real difference between the two political parties these days about whose side are you on, the minimum wage debate versus the tax cut debate is just classic. The Republicans get up and give the governor a standing ovation when he talks about targeted tax relief. But then when you talk about the 230,000 Wisconsinites who are living below poverty levels on the minimum wage, well, they sit there dumbfounded. You can't do that. And it's the same thing on health care. They don't want to do anything. The same thing on education. They want to do charter and virtual schools, but they don't support the public schools. There's a difference, folks, in this state, and it's real.
Now, talk about the education stuff he talked about last night. It was just a hint that teachers in this state don't get paid enough, and we'll fight about that next year.
Well, I think a lot of what you may be seeing because of the split government here are actually going to be issues in the coming campaign to decide, you know, to tell voters, here's what we're for, here's what they're for. And both parties will make that argument. I mean, I think the Assembly Republicans will pass a minimum wage hike? No. Do I think they'll do anything major on health care? No. Do I think they will support public education versus their private schools? No. Well, the dividing lines occur in the election cycle, and that happens in the education front. For example, our beginning teacher salaries are very low in this state, and we have an opportunity to raise them. Well, that was something that's not going to happen with the Republican leadership, but it may happen if the Democrats control both houses of the legislature.
Here's Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker talking about those proposed tax breaks and business incentives that the governor announced.
Well, there's not a politician in the state of Wisconsin doesn't want to be for some tax breaks. I have to be straightforward and say if they're job creators, I think we'll look at them, you know. But we also need what the impact is going to be to the bottom line.
So will the Democrats pass tax breaks for businesses?
Well, I think what the governor, in most cases, I agree with where Russ Decker is on this. I think we've been giving away the store to certain elements of the business community for years and years. But I do understand the need to attract angel investors in this state. You know, people who have resources that are willing to invest them if they have an incentive to do so. That's how you create venture capital, which creates jobs. We already have a very good capital gains tax break. I think the governor wants to make it slightly better. I'm sure Senator Decker and the Senate Democrats will look closely on that. But it's so targeted. It talks about giving a better capital gains break for those people who reinvest profits in the state, creating jobs. Well, that's how you should look at tax relief. It's not the other way around.
1-800-642-1234. We welcome your thoughts and questions about the governor's State of the State address last night or your own assessment of the state of the state of Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Here's an email from Carl in La Crosse. Aren't we getting awfully excited about a politician making a speech that essentially no one in Wisconsin listened to? Only a tiny fraction of Wisconsin citizens listened to the governor's speech because Doyle's speech was unsupportable generalizations and unsupportable pie in the sky. I think the average citizen got it right by watching a sitcom instead. So, what do you think of that?
I mark him down as undecided. I mean, he clearly doesn't like the governor. I mean, the one thing you can't talk about in the governor's speech is to argue that this was pie in the sky generalizations. It was a very sober speech talking about fiscal reality and what is possible. I mean, when I said how you sum this up, it's what's possible, what's realistic. I'm sorry, Carl. Is it Carl?
Yes, Carl. It was.
Sorry, Carl, you're not right on this one.
Yeah, here's Carl's analysis. Mr. Doyle has just proposed moving more money from taxpayer pockets to business pockets. So,
I think the total tax relief in this thing, something like $15 million in 2009. We're not talking huge, huge amounts of money here.
Yeah. And Carl's right, probably didn't break any ratings records.
No, but
this is what
they never do.
Yeah.
And you know what people miss is not everybody is catching the Ideas Network. And I mean, I give Channel 3 and Madison here credit. At least they put it on their website. Mm-hmm. There are, but you know, the governor's State of the State address will lead every newspaper story in the state today. Mm-hmm. It will lead every news account in the state today, and there will be reactions to it in coming days. So even if you don't watch it, you're going to get a gist of where the governor came from.
Right. And I don't think I'm getting excited about about the speech. We're just examining what he said and getting different perspectives
after listening to almost 20 of these in my life, I don't get too excited over them anymore.
That's right. Well, let's go to Louise in Spring Green. She's been waiting to make a comment. Hi, Louise.
Hi. I have a question. Is the Democratic Party and or the Republican Party or anybody still concerned about taxes and government policy being fair and equitable? And I'm referring to the smoking ban, in which is patently unequal or unequitable, in that other forms of pollution, such as ATVs, motorcycles, are not taxed or banned. They are, in fact, provided with services and places to participate in their polluting activities. The tax is patently unfair because it discriminates against the poor and the middle class. The rich will still have freedom of choice to make life choices. You, as politicians, are imposing your will on people in this country, and we might be the ashtray of the upper Midwest, but at least we'd be retaining our civil rights.
The governor did say that. It did make reference to the cigarette tax going up by a buck a pack, is it?
Yeah, it wound up being a buck. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was one of these classic negotiation deals. Speaker Hipp says, I can't do a penny more than 75 cents, and the governor proposes a buck and a quarter, and guess where they ended up?
Yeah, $1, and he said that since that tax hike went into effect at the beginning of the year, 20,000 people have called the quit line.
Louise might, I mean, and I'm probably going to alienate some people in my own party. I haven't had a cigarette in 31 years. Last time I was in college. But I do think that the government is, you know, we don't say we ever raise taxes except for sin taxes, and we always go after smokes. And, you know, saying this as a non-smoker, at some point, isn't enough enough?
Yeah, and what about...
Because it does disproportionately impact people of modest means, because for whatever reason, people of modest means are much more heavier cigarette smokers than people of more affluence.
Yeah, it's an easier thing to tax, though, isn't it, than raising the sales tax or raising the income tax
The media doesn't count it as a tax. Mm-hmm. They call it a sin tax. Mm-hmm. And we don't tax beer because it's Wisconsin.
The governor also called for that full... smoking ban for all workplaces in Wisconsin. Do you foresee that happening in this legislature?
Probably not, because I don't see it. I think that a compromise could pass the Senate. I'm not sure that a compromise will get through the Assembly. But for those who are in favor of a smoking ban, I mean, Illinois and Minnesota have both passed them. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah. Now, next we go to Mitch in Green Bay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. The basis of our economy is that we borrow our currency through the federal government, and so everything is borrowed. What are we going to do if this lending system completely collapses, as it happened in Argentina, and we're only on a single currency?
I don't know.
Have an impact,
okay,
potentially.
Talk about the
scenario.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. If it happens, we're in a lot of trouble. Yeah. I don't think it will. We're still the, one thing that you've really had to notice if you watch this, and how can you not watch the stock market in recent days, that for all of America's troubles at times in the economy, we still dictate the economy of the world. When we lost, a whole bunch of money in the stock market, the world markets just crashed as well. Now there was some uptick yesterday. It's really hard to say, but one thing that I agree with the caller on is we have the federal government, which doesn't relate to the state, but the federal government is letting other countries, most notably China and European countries, pay for way too much of our debt.
Yeah. Now, the governor did say, hey, we're facing challenging economic times, blamed irresponsible federal policies.
Well, he's right about that.
But he also, he said that we're going to be facing deep sacrifices and the like, but I didn't hear what those sacrifices
Because I'm not sure that the decisions have been made, because we're not 100% sure how deep or how much our revenue growth is actually reduced. I do believe that in the next couple months you will see some belt tightening measures. I mean, it was literally in state government, until you get through the Christmas holiday spending season, you really don't know what your sales tax growth is going to be. And it appears the Christmas holidays were not very jovial.
Yeah.
Until you get through that, and you don't really know till mid-January. And what is it now? Mid-January.
Yeah.
It's really hard to make those decisions. So to come up and know whether we got a $100 million problem or a $500 million problem today, I don't think we quite know.
Yeah. Mordecai Lee thought it was interesting that he didn't bring up some sort of mini budget or budget repair bill in the state of the state address, saying that it sounded like he was going to rely on cuts in government and government programs, cuts in bureaucrats. Is that
what? Well, and I hope it doesn't get to the point where it usually the easy cuts are on public employees. And I certainly hope we don't go that way. Obviously, public employees got to share in any cost savings burdens, but sometimes it's just too easy to just say, oh, we're going to freeze salaries or we're going to lay people off. There's other ways to deal with this, including eliminating programs.
Yeah. We have 30 seconds, Joe. Any final words on the state of the state? Are you optimistic at all?
Well, I'm really glad that we have a mature adult in the governor's office, because I sometimes don't trust the legislature, especially those guys in the assembly. And I certainly don't trust our federal government these days, especially President Bush. So keep up the good work, Governor. You're much needed right now.
We will talk to you again, Joe Winicky. Thanks very much for being here.
Thank you.
Joe is chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. We'll welcome in the chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin after the news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Thursday, January the 24th. And we are talking this hour about the state of the state. Governor Doyle delivered his annual State of the State address to the state legislature last night, unveiling some proposals to help Wisconsin ward off a recession.
Because of the national economic slowdown, we too will face a difficult fiscal situation. We will have to delay some of the things we all agreed on. We will have to make deep cuts and hard sacrifices.
But Governor Doyle said that Wisconsin is up to the challenge, primed to meet the challenges that lie ahead, and ready to lead the way. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. We welcome your reaction to what you've been hearing about that the governor announced last night in his State of the State address. 263-1890 if you're in Madison, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We just got the reaction in our last half hour from Joe Winicky, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Now we get the reaction of Reince Priebus, chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thanks for joining us. What did you think?
Well, you know, obviously, there's a lot of middle ground on some of the proposals the governor proposed. You know, surprisingly, many of the proposals are proposals that Republicans are already currently working on. I mean, the Angel Investment Tax Credit Program, the Innovate Wisconsin Program, the program that Pat Tricota is taking the lead on in regard to capital gains reinvestment tax break legislation. There's a program that Joel Clayfish is already working on to provide tax credits to businesses that want to invest in research and development. So, Joy, I would say that on the Republican side of the aisle, we are ready and willing to work with the governor on these tax credit proposals. Certainly, we want to help create jobs in the state of Wisconsin. But here's the part a lot of folks aren't talking about. The governor started out obviously talking about a major problem and shortfall in money in the state of Wisconsin. It has nothing to do with a slowdown in the economy, as it has to do more with a structural deficit that wasn't truly addressed in the last budget. It wasn't truly addressed in the biennial budget before that. And it's an ongoing problem that we have when we deal with spending problems by borrowing against the next biennial budget. And as you know, you've been covering this probably longer than I've even been vice chair or chair of the party, that if we don't address the deficit problem, this is never going to go away. And we can't possibly deal with all of these new programs that the governor has proposed both in the past and what he's going to propose in the future by not addressing the fact that we have to actually spending, and that's going to take a lot of discipline. And where we cut and where we sacrifice is going to be, I'm sure, where the Republicans and the Democrats are going to probably differ in their approach. You know, I found it interesting, and I'll stop right after this. You know, Joe, nice job, but one of the things he said at the end of the program, with one of the callers or someone had emailed in and said, hey, you know, this is a lot of tax cuts. And Joe said, well, look, we're only talking about $15 million in tax cuts. Well, you know, when you have a slowing economy, we've got to be talking about much more than $15 million in tax cuts. We have to put more money in people's pockets to get this economy going again. And I think that's where you're going to see the differences come down. Surely, there's a lot we can work together on, and so I think that's a big positive. But I also think that we need to find a way in this state, once and for all, to make this place not one of the top 10 most taxed states in the country. We've got to put our hands and put our minds together and come up with new solutions to bringing this tax burden down in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Joe Winicky also reacted to your written statement, which was released last night, saying, after expressing concern over the potential for a slowing economy, Governor Doyle introduced significant spending proposals but provided no leadership on how to pay for them. And Joe Winicky said, what significant spending proposals?
Well, I mean, I can think of a few just right off the top of my head. I mean, obviously, he talked about teachers' salaries. He talked about getting teachers paid more and getting them paid more than states that are around us. That's going to cost money.
Yeah, he said we'll fight about that next year, though, right?
Oh, well, you know what? Listen, he's going to propose, and we'll wait and see what his budget proposal actually is. I mean, obviously, the issue in regard to autism, mm-hmm. we have programs right now. The Wisconsin Medicaid Autism Waiver Program is out there. The Katie Beckett Program is out there. When he talks about insurance as far as what the government's responsibility is, we have with Badger Care Plus, and let's not forget, Republicans came together with the governor and Badger Care Plus. 98% of the people out there are covered, and whether they chose jobs that provide insurance or whether they fell on hard times or whether, you know, whatever the case may be, and whatever, wherever you fall in the argument, because you know, Joy, when it comes to the government paying for everything, basically, if you don't have insurance, if you don't can't have access, certainly our government now in Wisconsin provides that for 98% of its citizens, and people argue over whether government should really do that. That's beside the point. We do it. Republicans were there in the last budget to do it, but the governor's proposing yet more proposals, and one of our fears is that they will go back to this government-run health care program. I think the governor, and I think to their credit, the Democrats are very good at incrementalism, and they've started now with this health insurance program, and my fear is that they will keep pushing this government-run health care, where you saw every person, regardless of how the definition of gainfully employed comes down the pipe, people are going to be covered, whether they're a citizen, whether they're not a citizen. And we fear that this is just the beginning of more programs and more issues like this that we're going to have to fight down the road. And
yeah, what about, though, the proposal specifically from the governor saying we should create this pool for small businesses to get less expensive insurance? What's wrong with that?
I don't think anything's wrong with creating a pool for small businesses to be able to buy health insurance at a lower price by putting competition and having a lot of small businesses create a larger pool to drive down the cost. We're in favor of that. Those are Republican proposals. I fought for those proposals, Joy, when I was running for the state Senate, and it was the state Senate Democrats that were fighting me on it every step of the way. So I'm encouraged that the governor's talking about creating a health care pool for small businesses, and I think the Republicans are going to help the governor put that together. But what I don't want to see, though, Joy, and, you know, the problem with State of the State addresses, as you've talked about and other callers have talked about, these are very vague ideas. The devil's always in the details. But certainly the Republicans are in favor of health care pooling. It's just a matter of how much government involvement is there going to be? I mean, how much is there going to be paid for by the taxpayers in creating some of these programs? Certainly, I think there needs to be some to help small business and create jobs, but I'm sure that's where the fight is going to come down. But we don't know where those details are at because we haven't seen anything. But in concept, certainly the Republicans will be there helping, and they have been there helping and trying to get these health care pools together.
Let's talk about another proposal that the governor announced last night, or at least he called on the legislature to raise the minimum wage.
Imagine trying to clothe your children, pay for college, or buy groceries on $260 a week before taxes. We can do better, and we must do better. Wisconsin's minimum wage now ranks 40th in the nation. Let's support Majority Leader Deckard's efforts to raise the minimum wage to help nearly 230,000 Wisconsin families who are trying to get ahead.
Thank you. I played that during our last half hour, too, with Joe Winicky, who said there's probably no way the Republican Assembly is going to go along with that. What do you say?
Well, the problem, Joy, is that when you have a slowing economy, I think in theory everyone likes the idea. I mean, it's nice, it's benevolent to advocate a raise in the minimum wage. But what it does is that it has the potential to create a negative effect on creating jobs. It doesn't give the employer the ability to set the salary at his or her own will. Now, I think that there is already a pretty good minimum wage in the state of Wisconsin. I think that we need to find ways to encourage the creation of new jobs in Wisconsin and telling employers that they need to pay employees yet even more money at a minimum standard and mandate from the government is not a way to do that. I think it has a slowing effect on the economy.
I need to jump in because it's time for a weather break. 1-800-642-1234 and Madison 263-1890. If you would like to get in a question or a comment on the state of the state and the various proposals announced or discussed last night by Governor Doyle, talking with Reince Priebus, chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, right now. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, 12 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Thursday, January the 24th. We continue our examination of the state of the state of Wisconsin. Governor Doyle delivered his State of the State address last night before the state legislature, and we're getting all sorts of reaction and analysis to what was said and where these various proposals go from here. We are spending the half hour with the chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, Reince Priebus, but we are happy also to have with us for a few minutes Mike Hipsch, who is a Republican state representative and the assembly speaker. He joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. I know you're on the road here.
Sure.
What did you think of what the governor said? Did you like anything?
Oh, sure. I think the governor recognized some of the challenges that we have before us. And I don't know if you noticed, but right after he finished his speech, I when he turned around to shake my hand, I said, Governor, we'll work with you. And and we have been for quite some time here as far as when we resolved the budget, we were able to get some of the tax cuts that the Republicans thought were important, as well as some of the programs that the governor felt were important. I think that's the same type of relationship that we're going to need as we're about to go into truly economic challenges. You know, the governor stated those right up front, and he's accurate. I mean, states around us have already seen deficits at their state level. They've seen reductions in the income and in sales and some of the other tax revenue, and that's mainly because the economy is slowing. And obviously, we want to work with the governor on some of those things that he talked about last night as far as the tax credits for our businesses, providing individuals the opportunity to invest in their families and in their communities, and really, you know, moving this economy forward and giving people the opportunity in this state to really bring us out of any type of economic slowdown we may be facing. And so he outlined some things that I think we can work with him on, and we intend to do so. He also addressed, I think, one of the things that's causing a great deal of anxiety in families around the state, and that's, of course, the cost of health care. And I heard my old friend Joe Winicky talk about the concerns he has with the Republicans' plans of providing individuals greater control over their health care dollars, giving them greater information and disclosing the costs of health care procedures. And while we may disagree on how we're going to solve it, we all must recognize that the cost of health care is causing businesses and especially families great anxiety, and it's something we must address. And so I think in the few months that we have left here in the legislative session, we are going to work with the governor to address those major concerns that face every family here in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, so you could like this this business, small business insurance pool idea that the governor talked about last night?
Well, he did just talk about it last night, and mm-hmm. obviously there's some concerns about some of the details, and we'll see those as they come out over the next few weeks. I like the idea of giving small business the opportunity to try and compete in a marketplace where it's truly, you know, individuals given choices and given the knowledge of what they're purchasing. And where he talked about a competitive marketplace for healthcare, that's, I think, exactly what we need. Each of us as consumers can reform the healthcare market if we're just simply given the opportunity. And so there's a possibility there. I was concerned, and one of the big spending items that Joe Winicky was asking, you know, which ones are they? I mean, the subsidies that the governor's talking about as far as buying down health insurance mm-hmm. could cost as much as $100 million. And yes, that's likely in the next budget or in the next biennium, but it's still a tremendous amount of money to basically just try to mask the cost of health care. What we need to do is, in fact, go in there and reform that system, give each of us that opportunity to oversee what we're purchasing and have greater control over those health care dollars so that we can force the providers to be more responsible for us. Mainly like the same way we purchase almost everything else in society, Joy. I mean, that's what we need to inject in the healthcare system so that we can have that competition that the governor talked about last night.
Yeah, well, sounds like you want to work with the governor and Democrats on these tax cuts and business incentives and maybe the healthcare thing. What do you foresee there being big battles over or something that's not going to pass?
Well, I'm not sure that we could call it big battles, but I think, you know, one of the concerns I had was his embracing of the indexing of the minimum wage, that the minimum wage would just automatically go up, as Senator Decker has proposed. You know, I've said many times, if government really wants to put more money in people's pockets, don't tax them as much. Simply reduce the tax burden. And while we were able to get some of the successes of that in this last budget through a child care tax credit and tax credits for health insurance premiums and higher education, I think we need, you know, even more broad sweeping tax reductions. The ability to, again, give people the opportunity to keep their own money and invest it in their families and in their communities. And as that happens, our economy grows. And as our economy grows, obviously, the state of Wisconsin, state government, has more money. You know, as we talk about any shortfalls that we're going to see, and the governor talked about them last night, about where we're going to have to delay projects or we're going to have to tighten our belt, and I absolutely agree with him, we are going to have to do that. If we instead had an economy that was expanding like we saw 10 years ago, we wouldn't be facing those challenges. We would be facing the opportunity for economic growth and, of course, then additional money coming into the state of Wisconsin. It's a simple system that we really just need to reinvigorate our economy and give people more money in their pockets. And the best way to do that is simply reduce the tax burden that they currently face.
Well, I know you have an appointment coming up. I want to thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Joy. Thanks for having me.
Mike Hipsch, Republican State Representative from West Salem, the Assembly Speaker, reacting to the state of the state address by Governor Doyle. Still have with us, I hope, Reince Priebus, chair of the Republican.
You got me.
Good, good. That was the only time we could fit the Assembly Speaker in, so we wanted to get him in. Let me take a call for you, Charles in Fitchburg. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was calling. I was struck by the comments of your guest this morning, suggesting that somehow we can take care of the healthcare situation by just providing more choices for people in terms of insurance. I think the biggest problem is we've got a system that doesn't pay for health care. We're paying for health insurance, a system where there's an incentive for the insurers to try to increase their profits by denying care to people who may actually be in need of it. I think I talked to a gentleman who spent quite a bit of time in New Zealand and Australia and England, and there they have systems where they're actually paying for health care, not for these intermediaries that take so much money out of the system. I think if we're interested in stimulating the economy and providing good, healthy economic growth, we'd be looking at ways of providing reasonable, affordable health care for citizens, which would be an enormous incentive to bring in businesses that currently are...
We're almost out of time, Charles. And let me ask you, Reince Priebus, how getting a tax break on health savings accounts, one of the Republican ideas for health care reform, is going to, you know, help the situation that so many people find themselves in, having a hard time buying insurance and being covered?
Well, I think what happens is that it forces people to shop around. And when you have health savings accounts with high deductible insurance, you give the ability of the consumer to shop around, to handle their own health care dollars. They then have the money tax deductible, which then puts more money in their pockets. I would just point the listener and you to the situation in Manitowoc County, where, you know, Bob Ziegelbauer used the health savings account there, and they saved per employee insurance costs of almost $6,000 just in Manitowoc County. And what allowing people to shop around and then it forces the healthcare providers to be more open with the costs of healthcare. That's really the one real way in the marketplace that the costs of healthcare can get driven down. You look at LASIK surgery. I mean, you can get an eye done for $1,500 when 12 years ago you were paying $10,000 an eye. And that's because people were able to shop around, that healthcare providers had to compete, and the costs of that procedure were driven down. Mike Kipch was absolutely right. We can't address the costs of healthcare, which is really the problem, by simply providing insurance and just paying for the health care of every citizen through the government. That's not going to lower the cost of health care. That's only going to mask the problem. And in fact, I would propose to you, Joy, that if the government decides to just pay for everything, that's just going to drive up the cost of health care, because there's going to be no incentive to actually address the real problem, which is the cost of health care. So, look, it's a positive day. There's a lot we can work with the governor on. I don't want to make this negative. I think it's positive. But the real point of contention is going to be in the details. But on a lot of these programs, the Republicans should be there with the governor, because the Republicans have already been there fighting for these things for years.
We'll leave it there. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy.
Reince Priebus, chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. We also heard from this hour Mike Kipch, the Assembly Speaker, Republican State Representative from West Salem, and in our first portion of this segment of the program, Joe Winicky, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, all giving us their reaction and assessment of the state of Wisconsin. And we will continue in our next hour, talking with Wisconsin's Secretary of Commerce, Republican State Senator Ted Kanivas, and the Democratic Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker, all coming up after the news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.